Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are going to continue sharing with you on the subject that we began yesterday, which is overcoming sin. I'll tell you, God wants us to overcome, and we've got to look at what sin is, and we've got to realize that we can overcome it. The Hebrew word means to miss the road, to miss the path or the mark, and includes sin not only against God, but against man, or walking on a wrong path or in a wrong lifestyle. The Greek word, hamartia, means to miss the mark so as not to share in the prize. You know, Jesus has accomplished everything for us. He's totally redeemed us. He has given us the promises of God that belong to us. All the promises of God are in Him and amen. And we have the prize of the high calling of in Christ Jesus. But we can miss the mark when we walk in sin. God has given us dominion over it. Sin has no more dominion, and we can walk in victory. We've got to overcome it in our life. So we need to realize what it is, the effect of it, how to be cleansed and overcome it, and how to walk in His Word so we sin not. Now, we talked about what sin is in the last broadcast. We looked at scriptures in the Old Testament and the New Testament, included all kinds of disobedience. If we don't do well, sin lies at the door and brings a curse. That was the first use in Genesis 4:7. If we won't fight our spiritual battles, then it will bring a destructive effect, and that is sin. A curse comes upon us. If we won't pray for another, then that is sin. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft because it is wanting to be in control. I want to be in control. That's why I rebel. And that's important that you turn away from rebellion. It is sin. And it's as the sin of witchcraft because witchcraft wants to control others. If you wish a curse to someone's soul and say it with your mouth, it is a sin. God does not want you to let any negative thoughts towards a person be in your mind, and definitely do not say it with your mouth. Even if you have those thoughts, you need to repent, confess it as sin, and turn from it immediately. It talks about how they multiplied their words against God, complaining against God. Don't ever complain against God. If there's something you don't understand, pray and ask Him to give you wisdom and understanding and revelation. But do not multiply your words against God and rebel and complain and gripe at Him. If you stand in the ways of sinners, that's sin. If you sin by not believing in the wondrous works of the Lord and the power of God, I'll tell you, you got to be a believer, not a doubter. Don't ever doubt. Don't ever waver. That is sinning. We need to believe in the wondrous works of the Lord and believe in His power to accomplish His word in our life. Pride, that high look, that proud heart, thoughts of foolishness, those are sin. Fornication is sin against your body. I'll tell you, it should not be named once among us as saints. God does not want you involved in fornication ever. You need to learn how to possess your vessel. Do not ever fall into it. It is sinning against your body. It will open up the door for all kinds of diseases and problems to come into you. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Romans 14:23. Also, if you yield to lust, it is sin. Remember, the temptation is not sin, but if you yield to it and act upon it, it becomes sin. Having respect of persons is sin. Knowing to do good and doing it not, that would be sins of omission, where you know to do something good, but you don't do it. You say, well, I didn't do anything bad. Well, if you knew to do something right and you didn't do it, it is sin. Eyes of adultery cannot cease from sin. Watch what you're looking at. Keep your eyes off of looking at things that you should not be looking at that would cause all kind of sexual sinful attitudes within you. All unrighteousness is sin. We are to yield our members unto righteousness, and then we will sin not, praise God. Now we're going to look at the effects of sin today. In Genesis 18, verse 20, here we see Sodom and Gomorrah, because of their sin, that said the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah was great, and because their sin is very grievous, it brought judgment. When the sin gets grievous, the judgment of God will come. Exodus 34, verse 7, here he says he was forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, And then it said he visited the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and to the fourth generation. These are inherited generational iniquity curses because of the sins and the iniquities of the forefathers. This is very important for you to understand, because every single one of us have an effect from the inherited generational iniquity curses, from the sins of the forefathers. And this is affecting you, and we're going to talk about breaking these later on. But the effects of sin is very important for you to understand. Leviticus 5, verse 17. If a soul sin and commits any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he wist it not, yet he's guilty and shall bear his iniquity. If we sin, we're going to bear the iniquity whether we realize it or not. God's word is set. It is spiritual law. We've got to walk in line with it. If we don't know it, even though we may not know it, nonetheless, we will be responsible to walk in the light of the word of God. God has set it for us, you know. I mean, for instance, you may not know that fornication is sin, you know. But at the same time, if you go out and commit it, guess what? You're going to have the effect of it. You may not know that, you know, respect of persons is sin. But if you have respect of persons, you violated the word of God, and the devil will have place, and destruction will come your way. Leviticus 20, verse 20. Here it says, if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness, and they shall bear their sin, they shall die childless. Here it speaks of barrenness coming from sexual sins. Over in Leviticus, there's many scriptures here where it said they were punished 7 times for their sin. This somewhat speaks of in the New Testament where you get 7 times worse demons when you continue in an area of sin. It's going to bring a lot of destruction. In Numbers chapter 32, in verse 23, the Bible says this, if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. If we don't obey what God tells us to do, we sin against him. And if we try to hide our sin, it's not going to work. It says your sin will find you out. That's something we need to realize. Many people try to cover over their sin. They got these secret sins. But the truth is, your sin will find you out somewhere down the line. In 1 Kings 15, verse 3, here it talks about how he walked in all the sins of his father, which he'd done before him. His heart was not perfect with the Lord his God. And this is important, that if you're walking in the sins of your forefathers, then that shows the effect of your sin is you don't have a right heart. Your heart is not perfect before God. 1 Kings 16:31, here speaking of Ahab, where he thought it was a right thing to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. He went ahead and took Jezebel as his wife and served Baal. He thought it was a light thing. I'll tell you, you better realize it's not a light thing to walk in sin. You can't think that God's just going to wink at your sin. You walk in sin, you're going to be accountable for it, and it's going to bring destruction upon you. In fact, if you won't repent, you will be bound by it. Over in 2 Kings 3:3, it talks about the guy cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. If you continue in it, you'll cleave to it. It'll keep you bound, and you will see destruction. 2 Chronicles 6, verse 26, heaven was shut up. There was no rain. Why? Because they sinned against thee. They sinned against God. It'll shut off the blessings of God. Over in Psalms 38, verse 3, here it says there was no rest in their bones because of their sin. Otherwise, you won't have health because of sin. It will have an effect upon your physical body. Here's another case where he says, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I've sinned against thee. If you walk in sin in the area of your soul, it will cause a destructive effect, and you'll need healing. It'll cause hurts and wounds, and we're actually sinning against God when we don't do what God says from our soul. We need our soul healed, and it is going to be negatively affected by sin. Psalms 51, verse 8, or verse 5 says that I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. That shows the fact that we all have inherited generational effects of sin and iniquity. In Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22, it says, his own sins shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. And as if sin has a cord to it, a hold to it. In the spirit, it has a cord to it that will hold us as such. You are going to be held captive by your sins, and by the iniquities you'll be taken captive if you don't learn to repent and turn from it. Proverbs 8:36, he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. You sin against God, you're going to be wronging your own soul. You're going to be doing damage to it. You may not think that it's going to cause damage, but it will. There's certainly a recompense for sin in our life. Proverbs 14:34, the Bible says that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. If we have sin, it's going to be a great reproach. And we see that going on in our nation, and the sins that are going on in this country is a great reproach to the people. In Isaiah 30, verse 1, the Bible says about, woe to the rebellious child. If they don't take counsel of the Lord, they were covering all their sins, and they were adding sin to sin. And that's what's happening. You see it happening in the day right now. You see that each generation, they're getting worse and worse. They're adding sin to sin. The children are more rebellious, more disobedient, more disrespectful, getting into more perverse things. This is the effect of sin. Isaiah 38, verse 17, he said, I had great bitterness. Why? And so he was bound because of his sin. But then his soul got delivered because his sins were cast behind his back. That shows the fact that if you're in bitterness, you're sinning, and you will not have peace. If you're holding bitterness within you, you better let it go. Otherwise, you will never have peace until you have dealt with it so that your soul is delivered. Isaiah 59, verse 2, he goes on and says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Iniquity and sin separate you from the Lord. He's not going to hear your prayer. It's important that you turn away from it. Jeremiah 3:25, here it talks about they lied down in their shame and confusion covered them. Why? Because they sinned against the Lord. It's going to bring shame and confusion. See, you're giving place to the devil. And Jeremiah 5:25, here it talks about how the iniquities have turned these things from you and your sins have withholden good things from you. I'll tell you, if we walk in sin, it will withhold the good things. God's not holding anything back. It is sin that is hindering us from seeing the blessings of God come. Sin will withhold the promises from you. We're going to turn from sin, walk in the ways of righteousness, and overcome in our life. We're going to talk more on the effect of sin in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.